With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump plans to award Charlie Kirk the nation's highest civilian honor. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
A day after the assassination of conservative grassroots leader Charlie Kirk, the president announced he will be posthumously awarding him the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Charlie was a giant of his generation, a champion of liberty, and an inspiration to millions and millions of people.
The 31-year-old Kirk was a major Christian conservative influencer and played a significant role in the Trump presidential campaigns. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump says he believes the Russia-Ukraine war would end if all NATO countries stopped buying oil from Russia and placed tariffs on China of 50 to 100% for its purchases of Russian petroleum. Mr. Trump posted this on social media yesterday. NATO member Turkey is one of the biggest buyers of Russian oil after China and India, Hungary and Slovakia are buying too. A judge has released a heavily redacted document used to justify a recent search of the Maryland home of John Bolton.
Bolton was national security advisor for 17 months during the first Trump administration. The judge says revealing more could harm a criminal investigation. The FBI's search warrant affidavit says there was probable cause to believe classified information and national defense information were at Bolton's home. Bolton has not been charged with a crime. His lawyer says Bolton possessed nothing more than ordinary records. Bolton has criticized President Donald Trump's approach to foreign policy and government leading up to and during his second term. Bernie Bennett reporting.
China has launched two probes targeting the U.S. semiconductor sector ahead of trade talks in Spain. China's Ministry of Commerce says it's conducting an anti-dumping investigation into certain analog IC chips imported from the U.S., also looking into measures used against China's chip sector. This is SRN News. As America becomes less religious, a growing number of people are turning to pagan practices to find assurance. Roughly 25% of adults say they believe in astrology, according to a recent Gallup survey. A May 2025 Pew Research poll found that close to one-third of Americans say they've consulted horoscopes or similar tools. In a new study published in the sociology journal Social Currents, researchers reveal that women, younger adults, and LGBT people are especially likely to look to the stars for guidance. Many of those who use astrology say they would do so because they're worried about the uncertain times that the world finds itself in. The New Orleans Archdiocese has agreed to a $230 million proposed settlement for survivors of sexual abuse by Catholic priests. The agreement paves the way for a final resolution to years-long negotiations amid a series of similar settlements by the Catholic Church. The New Orleans Archdiocese filed for bankruptcy in May of 2020. This is SRN News. Fans of Jane Austen celebrating the 250th anniversary of the beloved author's birth with costume balls and themed events.
This weekend, thousands of Austen devotees from all over the world are descending on Bath, England for a 10-day festival celebrating the author of Pride and Prejudice and Sense and Sensibility. The highlight is a Regency-costumed promenade expected to draw some 2,000 people. The popularity of Bridgerton has renewed interest in all things Regency and drawn in a new generation of fans. Many Janeites say they got huge enjoyment in making Austen's words and imageries come to life by making their own period dress and immersing themselves in historical dances. Keith Peters, Washington.
Austen's six completed novels, Sense and Sensibility, Pride and Prejudice, Mansfield Park, Emma, Northanger Abbey, and Persuasion. How many have you read? This is SRN News.